When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. This episode contains violent situations that might not be appropriate for all listeners.
I've been thinking about safety a lot lately. We've been in this house for 43 days now. No one's tried to rob us or hurt us, knock on wood. But I don't feel safe.
Come on.
Need a hand?
I've got it.
Please, Simon, it's freezing outside. Just let me help.
I said I've got it.
Ow! Do you know why Homo sapiens survived? Why they outlived the Neanderthal and Australopithecus?
We were better at killing? I don't know, Ren.
It's because they were able to cooperate with people outside of their families.
All due respect, Professor Foster, we're not cavemen anymore.
All due respect, Simon, but you're the one who can't make fire. I know you don't want me here.
Ren, that's not it.
But just maybe you don't know what you think you know about me. I'm just asking for a chance.
You're asking me to trust you, and how did trust work out for you?
What are you doing?
Opening the damper.
Did you clean it out?
You know, I may not be a professor like you, Ren, but I do know how to do some things, all right? I'm not gonna kill us with a fireplace.
I know, I was just asking if you cleared out the... cleared out the snow.
What happened?
Why is there snow everywhere?
Came down the chimney, it's okay.
But all the wood's wet.
Do you guys have more?
Outside.
Great. How are we gonna make a fire with no dry wood?
I'll figure it out.
It's only gonna get colder, Dad.
Yeah, the storm's getting worse.
Do you want us to help you find some more wood, Mr. Tani?
I want you to leave me alone. I want you to stop second-guessing me. Stop assuming I can't take care of this family.
Nobody is saying that, Simon.
You don't have to say it. Just let me fix it.
Can you guys help me clean this up?
Hey, Raj. Got some refugees here.
Captain Pelham, sir. How many? They'll need to register.
Register? What the hell is he talking about? Relax. Three plus me. I'm going to handle registration on my own.
Okay. Any weapons to surrender?
Not to you. Ren, do you guys have something?
Just give it to him, Danny.
I'm not giving these guys anything.
Sir, if you've got a firearm or a weapon, you must surrender it before I let you through.
Hey, Captain Pelham, can you tell your friend to put his gun away, please?
Okay, everyone just calm down. We have one handgun, but it's just for protection. Lance, talk to him.
It's protocol. I'm sorry we can't make exceptions. Danny, you can keep the gun, or you can enter with your family, but not both.
Don't do it, Dad. That's how those bootleggers get you.
Tyler, what is wrong with you?
Fine. Here, take it. But I better get it back when we leave. Sure. Thanks, Raj. We've got a pretty solid infrastructure built up, considering the time crunch. Generators, good fuel supply.
And the Coast Guard base has a radio tower too, right?
Well, not that we're picking anything up, but yeah.
Nearly everyone's a cop.
We're about 2-to-1, officer to refugee. Makes it safer.
Right. Because more police always means less problems.
It's better than drug dealers and looters breaking down your door, isn't it?
Okay, everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a little law and order, Danny.
Until there is, Lance.
Lana, just sit. Take a second. Are you okay?
Just my asthma acting up. I'd be more worried about the wannabe Kennedys upstairs who are gonna catch a serious beating when we get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting out of here, Lana.
Hand me that fire extinguisher.
The fire? Why? What are you doing?
Just do it.
Jesus, Lana, what?
You want to keep us down here? You can do it with the lights off!
What the hell is going on?
You broke the generator.
Just thought I'd put us all on equal footing.
You and I will never be equal.
Let's talk about getting us off this island.
I don't think you're in a position to negotiate here.
So you broke the generator. We still have the solar panels. We'll be back up and running in no time.
Is that really the problem, though? Or is it us? The guy Emerson was on the phone with didn't sound too happy that we were here. Even as hostages, it sounds like you two royally screwed up.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you can't wait to go back to your normal lives. Gonna be hard to do that if you do something to us. Someone will have questions.
And remind me who's going to be looking for some latchkey juvenile delinquent and an orphan?
Well, Becky, my mom's one of the most respected college professors in Boston, and she won't stop until she finds me. Oh, and my dad is a career criminal who I guarantee isn't afraid to go back to prison to save his little girl. Or you can let us go, and we can all pretend this never happened.
Britta, let's talk about this.
Shut up. This is all your fault. You're the bleeding heart who took in these strays. You do it.
Do what?
Kill them.
Britta, think about this.
Oh no, I'm the only one thinking. The people we're dealing with don't leave loose ends. We can't either. I'm gonna turn on the solar and take a shower. Have this finished by the time I'm out, sweetheart.
Look, Mr. Westerbrook, Emerson, you don't have to do this.
No, he does. He's a coward.
Your kids, you don't understand.
Why don't you try me? If you're going to kill us, at least tell us why we have to die.
I thought it was stupid at first, crazy, off-the-grid whack jobs talking about revolutions and taking the country back with the flip of a switch. All very basement-dwelling incel stuff. With the power go the people, they said. But they have resources. They're everywhere. And they found out about some things I had done.
What things?
Business decisions, transactions that weren't technically legal. So they gave me a choice. I could help them make it all go away, or I could go to prison.
So that's it? It's just about money and power?
I didn't have a choice.
No, you always have a choice. It's just about whether or not you have the courage to make the right one.
What did you say?
That's what your dad used to say, isn't it? He was a good man. Good to my mother, good to me. He was good to you too, wasn't he?
Yes.
What would he do right now?
Britta!
It's okay. Let's just think.
What do we do?
Whatever we do it together.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
Danny, this is your room.
It's cozy. Thanks.
Dad, is this what jail was like?
No, Tyler. Jail had bigger beds.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, Danny.
I'm not a beggar. In fact, I didn't ask for this at all. I'd rather be home. Or out looking for our daughter.
You say that like she's missing. We know where she is.
She's not here by our side. Until she is missing.
She's on the vineyard, following in her father's footsteps.
Okay, guys, please. Danny, I brought us here to give us a better chance of finding her.
She has no idea where we are.
They've got a radio tower here. We might be able to reach someone over there on the vineyard. We might even get to Lana herself.
So we're hanging everything on that?
Okay, it's the best I've got, Danny.
Sorry. You're right. Tyler, let's check out your and Mom's room. Maybe one of you lucked out and got a second pillow.
Tyler, you're next door. But Wren's actually in another building.
What?
You're going to be in the officer's quarter with me.
You're not even going to be here?
Wren, I don't know if this is such a good idea.
No, it's a good idea, Danny.
Really? Because it seems like you didn't even talk to her about it.
It's not like it's far away. She'll be right next door. Wren, that's okay with you, right?
Sure. Tyler, I'll be right next door, okay? Anything you need, and I'm right here, I promise, okay?
It's fine. I don't need you. Can I go to my room now?
Absolutely, kiddo. Roger, will you show Tyler to his quarters?
Yes, sir. Come on, kiddo.
It's even weirder when you say it.
Lance, can you give us a minute? Just a minute, I promise.
I'll be right outside if you need me.
Oh, God. Tyler hates me.
He doesn't hate you. He's a moody teenager. I mean, you've seen the way he's been for the last few months. Lucky he's not shooting dope.
Danny.
Sorry. Bad joke.
I wouldn't blame him if he did hate me. And I'm really worried about him.
I'm a little more worried about you. Is that what he's like all the time? Making choices for both of you?
He's not a bad guy, Danny. He's just afraid.
Doesn't mean you have to do what he says. It's supposed to be a safe zone for us too, not just him.
Sometimes you have to go along to get along. What else can I do?
You can stand up for yourself. Whatever that was now, I mean, that's not the Wren I know.
I'll let you know if I find anything about Lana.
Yeah, thanks.
Is she seriously listening to a podcast right now? How's she even getting it?
Well, this is an old one. NPR probably has them recorded.
How do you know that?
Well, I listened to this one too.
Cool. So she's a psycho and a nerd.
Oh, crap, he's coming.
Just stick to the plan.
But we didn't really make a plan, Lana.
Well, stick to improvising then.
Look, I'm sorry, Lana. I should have never brought us here.
Hey. A for effort.
Carter, you remember how to sail the sloop, right?
Yes. Why?
Good. Okay, you won't make it all the way to Boston. GPS is out, and you're running low on daylight. So take these keys, too. I got a car on the mainland in Falmouth. You sail there, drive the rest of the way.
What are you doing?
I made a different choice. Come on. Britta's still showering. Just be... Shit. Quiet. Well, she's definitely gonna have heard that. Go!
Why are you helping us?
Because I really am sorry. What's that in your hand? Is that a lead pipe? Jesus, did you pry that from the wall?
Just an insurance policy. I mean, obviously we knew you'd do the right thing.
Well, now I'm really glad I did.
Okay, we need to move now. Thank you, Emerson.
We're not bad people. We're just afraid.
What in the hell is going on? Emerson, stop them.
No. I'm not gonna let this change who we are, Britta.
Oh my God, shut up with that. My mom is right. You are a loser.
She did not say that.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that. Why are you
doing that?
Okay, so the dock's down there. Come on, we gotta hurry. We're losing daylight.
Where'd you learn to sail?
I'm the one with the Martha's Vineyard friends, remember?
Touché.
So where to?
To find my parents.
Simon, where are you going?
We need more wood.
It's a blizzard outside.
I'm aware.
Simon!
What?
Talk to me.
I don't like who I'm becoming.
You haven't changed, Simon.
I have. I'm angry, I'm suspicious, I'm scared all the time. One of your oldest friends showed up on our doorstep half dead, and I wanted to throw her out into the cold. I want to do more for you, for the kids. I just want to be enough.
Hey, you are enough for us.
Not for me.
Simon, please.
It's just a little snow. I'll be back, I promise.
Wren, you know you can unpack. Put some clothes in the closet.
I'm just taking a minute.
Well, how about more than a minute? What's wrong?
I'm sorry, just with everything that's going on, I...
Don't apologize. It's okay. I just like being next to you.
You're sweet.
You deserve sweetness. I know the situation is weird, but... it's for the best.
I know.
Having Tyler and Danny over here just complicates things.
So by this situation, you meant my family?
No. I just meant...
I'm sorry that my family complicates things for you.
Why are we fighting? You've had this attitude since we got here.
I've had an attitude. Look outside, Lance. This whole city went to hell in 3 days. My kid is missing, and I watched one of my students die while he told me that none of this is going away. And I don't know if he was crazy or if he was right, so please tell me, how would you like me to behave?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Let's just let it go.
Where are you going?
The radio tower. Maybe I can get a message to Lana, or at least find somebody who knows what's going on.
No, we've already tried. We can't reach anyone.
Yeah, I'm aware. Now I'm gonna try.
Wren, we've got it under control.
I'm just gonna go see what I can...
No! I can't have you running around breaking protocol everywhere like the rules don't apply to you. The answer is no. Now, please. Just do what I say.
Do what you say?
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Just please. Try and work with me here. I need you.
Okay. I'm sorry, too.
Good. I got a meeting I need to get to. I'll see you when I get back.
Yep.
All right. Here, tie this one up over there. Wait, you okay, Lana?
I'm not a water person.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, just sit down. Sit down. You're sick with something.
I'm fine. We can't stop. What if they're looking for us? What?
Look, I don't think anyone's here right now, and I'd rather you puke in the water than in the car.
All right, fair enough.
Thank you.
Do you believe what he said? That there are people involved in this? That they're everywhere?
I don't know.
What's that?
Somebody's coming. Hide.
Not the boat. They'll look there.
Where then?
Who's there?
Under the dock.
I thought you weren't a water person.
I'm even less of a getting caught person. Come on.
Diamond Bay. I'm at the slip. They're both here, all right.
Did you find the stowaway?
Negative. It's just the boat. They must have run off already. Base? Copy? Come on, G6. Hello?
Keep looking. They must be somewhere, and don't come back until you found them.
Copy that. Over. Okay.
I'm okay. Just breathe. I'm okay, and I don't need it. Maybe just a quarter of one. No. Only one left. Okay.
You're doing good work, Raj.
Thank you, sir.
How'd you like a promotion? Something warm and inside.
That would be amazing, sir. What can I do?
I got a problem. The guy I brought in earlier, name's Danny Murphy. It's nothing personal, mind you. But the guy's got a record. He's volatile. I don't think he's a good fit to stay here.
Doesn't sound like it, sir.
Well, just keep an eye on him, yeah? Mm-hmm. A close eye. He steps out of line even a little. Don't be afraid to send him back into the city. Even if you gotta pull something to make it stick. We good?
Yeah. We're good.
Terrific.
Hey! Kid! What are you doing out here?
I was just getting some air.
Nobody's allowed out past nightfall except essential personnel.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Didn't know or didn't care?
I didn't know.
Shut it. There's only one answer, and it's yes, sir, sorry, sir. Understand?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Get back inside. Now?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Whoa, ma'am, you can't be in here.
Captain Lance Pelham told me to come here and check out the radio. He thought I might be able to figure out a way to reach somebody on here. I've got some experience.
Military?
Recreational. I used to build ham radios in high school.
Are you sure you got authorization?
Well, if you want, I can go get Captain Pelham and you can explain why his order isn't good enough.
Nah, not necessary, ma'am. Above my pay grade anyways. Knock yourself out. What are you doing?
Switching frequencies.
Why?
So I can skip the waves and boost range. Simple skywave propagation. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Nah, I was a beat cop before this. I just wanted a job where I could be warm and inside.
Terrific. Okay, so your normal range here for the radio is what? 70 miles, 80?
Yeah, something like that.
So at night, you can get your signal to travel much, much further by bouncing the radio waves off the ionosphere at the right angle. Like skipping a rock across a pond, except the rock is our radio message and the pond is the Earth.
You learned all this in high school?
This is Sector Boston, U.S. Coast Guard Base. Break, break, pan, pan. Request anyone receiving this message to acknowledge. Over. I say again, this is Sector Boston, U.S. Coast Guard Base. We're civilians seeking shelter here in the power outage. Please, we need help.
You sounded good, though.
Sector Boston, cette association du 12e Régiment Blindé du Canada. This is the 12th Armored Regiment of Canada.
Whoa, I gotta tell somebody.
Affirmative, Canada. Thank you, my God. Can you tell us what's going on here?
Negative. Sector Boston, we must keep this channel open. Please disconnect. Over and out.
What? Wait. Why?
We must keep this channel open. Please disconnect. Over and out.
No. My daughter's out there somewhere, and I don't know what to do.
How old is she, your daughter?
17. She's all alone.
I'm sorry. I hope you find her, but I have already broken protocol by acknowledging you. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous? Why is it dangerous?
The people who did this to you. The electricity. They will do the same to us if we interfere.
The same people who killed Max.
I've already said too much.
Wait, please, just tell me, is there anywhere we can go?
I've heard rumors. Texas, perhaps.
Wait! Oh.
What did I say?
I found somebody.
What did I say? Outside. Now.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Tyler, what's wrong?
They're trying to kick you out.
What are you talking about?
I heard Lance talking about it with that cop. They're gonna mess with you until you do something they can kick you out of the safe zone for. He wants you gone.
Where's your mother?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I needed to find out what was going on, and I did.
You heard what I told you, and you deliberately disobeyed me.
Disobeyed you? I'm sorry, who do you think you are?
I'm the guy that's in command of the zone.
So is that why you think you're in command of me too, or is this just what you expect from your woman?
Oh, don't put words in my mouth, friend.
I didn't. These are your words, and if this is how it's gonna be, I don't want it.
Where are you going? Ren!
Mom.
Tyler, what's going on?
We gotta go. Mom, Lance is trying to kick Dad out.
I don't think that's what
he's right, Ren. Tyler heard him say it.
You said before we have to stay together, no matter what.
Okay, we'll go. Get your stuff. We've got other places to get to anyway.
What do you mean?
I'll explain later.
Hey! What'd I tell you before about staying inside? Are you stupid or something?
Hey, don't you talk to my son like that.
Your son is in violation of curfew, ma'am. All three of you are.
Good. We're not staying anyway.
Don't walk away from me!
Or what? You gonna kick me out like Daddy told you to? I see you, Officer Roger. You still got some brown on your nose there.
That's it.
Dad.
Stay back, Tyler.
I told you to stop resisting.
Oh my God. Dad.
Roger, what the hell?
Captain, he came at me. Guy's a problem, just like you said.
Just like you said? What the hell is he talking about, Lance?
Shut up, Roger. Ren, listen.
No, get my husband off the ground right now. We're leaving.
I can't let you go.
I'm not asking permission. Ow! Lance, get off of me!
You're not leaving.
Hey, get off her.
Stay right there, Tyler. Or I swear to God, I'll throw you in lockup too. Now everybody's gonna start listening to me right now! Ren! You broke my nose!
Hey, Officer Roger.
Ah.
sure it was over here?
Yeah, there's a parking lot southwest of here. There's the old church, and then there's the mall. So it should be there.
How about that, kid? You got a mind on you. You get that from your mother.
Fun fact, the church has one of those old pirate tunnels in the basement. You can actually still access it if you go to...
Sweetie, I love you and I love your brain, but can we do the history lesson once we're out of here?
Oh. Yeah, good call, Mom.
Now let's just hope one of these cars is... unlocked. See, that's the problem with safety. You stop taking precautions.
Thank you for the nugget of wisdom. Can you hotwire it?
No need, they left them right here.
Huh. Safety indeed.
Could still hotwire it if you prefer.
Yes, show me how.
In the truck, Tyler.
Spread out. And double up at the exits. I don't want an inch of this zone left uncovered.
Captain, what's that?
Stop! Stop!
Don't take so much pleasure in it, Danny.
I thought it was pretty cool.
See, Tyler thought it was cool.
That's my point. Where do we go now?
North.
Why are we stopping at your place?
The bridge is out since the gas truck flew off the other day. We're gonna have to hoof it from here.
No, Danny, no. We're not going there.
We don't have a choice, Ren. There's nowhere else to go.
Somebody's in your apartment.
What?
In the window. It's a flashlight.
You're right.
What do we do?
Just wait here for a second.
Dad, no, don't go alone. That's stupid.
It'll be fine. I promise.
Wait, look, they're coming outside.
Stay low.
Is that...
Lana! Hi! Lana!
Mom!
Oh my God!
Oh, my baby. You're okay. Right, you're all right. We went to your apartment, but you were gone and there was blood everywhere and I didn't know where else to go.
Peanut, thank God.
Where did you guys go? What happened to you?
Later, I'm just so glad you're okay. Who's this?
Mom, this is Carter. He helped me get off the island. He doesn't have anywhere else to go. I said he could stay with us.
Thank you for bringing my daughter home.
It's no problem, Mrs. Foster. And in all fairness, I think she did more of the rescuing.
Mom, I need to tell you what we found out. This whole thing, this blackout, there were people. Mom.
Later, I promise, honey, but we have to go. Come on, we gotta go now.
Where are we going?
Okay, where did he go?
I'm sure he'll be back any minute.
You said that 2 hours ago.
Okay, just try and calm down, honey.
I'm not calming down. It's a blizzard outside, and Dad's somewhere in it. You know, I'm going to find him.
Hunter!
Stop!
I'm not waiting anymore.
Hunter!
Dad! Dad!
Hunter!
Dad!
Hunter!
Where are you? Dad!
Over here.
Oh my God, Dad! Dad, are you okay?
Be careful. The snow's heavy, and these trees are all dead. The branch came down right on top of me. I didn't even see it.
Don't move. I've got it. All right, come on. Come on, Dad. Get up.
I don't think I can.
I'll carry you. You okay?
I should have listened to your mom and stayed inside.
It's okay. I've got you.
Okay. I love you, Hunter. And I'm proud of you.
I love you too. But you can be proud of me when I get you out of this storm and back inside, okay?
I just need to rest.
No, Dad, no, no. We have to go.
Just a minute.
No, Dad, you have to get up.
I love you all so much. So much, you know that, right?
Yeah, we know. Dad, we have to go. Dad, you're bleeding.
I'm sorry.
Dad, no, no, no. Get up.
Hunter, Dad!
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, a tree fell and he's bleeding, Mom.
You're all gonna be okay. I need you to look out for each other now.
Simon!
Dad!
No, Dad.
No, it's okay. Just be here with me.
Okay.
Please.
We're here, Simon. We're here. We're all here with you.
I love you. Okay?
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Ren, with Chloe Brooks as Carla, T.C. Carter as Hunter, Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, Caroline Newton as Kira, Ray Stoney as Lance, Will Britton as Officer Roger, Christopher Backus as Danny, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Spence Moore II as Carter, Ryan O'Nan as Emerson, Molly Burnett as Britta, Coleman Domingo as Kellen, Sam Littlefield as podcast host, Spencer Daniels as voice and watchman, Max Gale as Pawn G6, Sam Duffy as operator, officer, and Ruben, Yuri Lowenthal as Canadian operator. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt. Q-Code head of music Darren Johnson. Q-Code head of engineering Ryan Walsh. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Matt Sobel. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator Rachel Ganover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond 5. Blackout is a Q Code and Endeavor content production.
Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct. Murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale, it's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.